A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. And I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The Word of the Lord. Our passage today from the prophet Jeremiah is the heart of the Tanakh, or the Old Testament. Scripture scholars have called it the most famous and comforting in the Scripture, and the peak of Old Testament spirituality. It speaks of a new covenant in contrast to the old one. Jesus himself alludes to this passage at the Last Supper when he speaks of his sacrificial body and blood as the new and eternal covenant. The Mosaic covenant made on Mount Sinai is fulfilled by Jesus on Mount Calvary. The old covenant could never be completely obeyed for two principal reasons. First, it was an exterior covenant of actions. And second, it bestowed no inner dynamism or power to fulfill it. On the other hand, this new covenant, as Jesus prophesies, and I'm sorry, as Jeremiah prophesies, and Jesus fulfills, will be first an interior one of the heart, of intention and will and attitude, and second, it will give the divine power and knowledge to fulfill it. The Old Testament covenant concept was meant not only to direct the exterior activity, but also to describe and create and build the relationship between God and his people. And, as always, it was rooted in God's initiative. What he had done in the past, he would do in the future. But it also looked for and required the proper response from the people. It was not a one-sided covenant, but a mutual, two-sided one. Unfortunately, the human obligations and responses were often ignored or broken. They had no interior power to act and to will. As St. Paul says, that it is God who gives us the will and the doing. There is an unbridgeable gulf between the human and the divine because of sin. And only the God-man could bridge this gulf, enabling all to fulfill as much as possible the covenant, Even St. Catherine of Siena called Jesus the bridge between heaven and earth. But how is this covenant new? Jeremiah gives us three hints. First, God's law or teaching or Torah will be written not on stone or nowadays on paper or computer, but on the human heart. Therefore, obedience is not primarily to external demands, although these are important, but one of fear and compulsion. But it is an obedience of free will, of fidelity and love. It flows from the second nature or the supernature of a human heart imbued with the divine spirit. Jeremiah prophesies, secondly, that everyone will know and experience God, not just a certain class of people. All who long for this covenant can approach him. Each one can know God. And even more should know him and have a personal relationship with him. And finally, the third indication of this new covenant is that there will be a true forgiveness of the past by the one who was offended. So everything comes from God, the willing and the doing. As Christians, we believe that Jesus totally fulfilled the will of the Father by giving him the perfect and loving obedience and glory due to God. For ourselves, we are still weak sinners. But those who are baptized have been entered into this new covenant with God. We possess or are possessed by the Holy Spirit, the divine essence and being, to enable us to be taken up into Christ's own love and obedience. Alas, the world, the church, and our own personal lives still do not manifest the new covenant's complete fulfillment. This has to be worked out in the time and space in which we live. Thus, we have our own part, our response to the fulfillment of this new covenant. Our response is articulated in today's responsorial psalm in the verse that says, "Create a clean heart in me, O God." Day by day, let us strive anew to fulfill the words of Jesus in today's gospel, to think as God does and not as human beings do. Then we will become a new covenant for all to see.